Poor Joan ain't got nobody.
Featuring the romantic singing of Andy Russell.
Amor, amor, amor.
With a great comedy cast, including Verna Felton, Shirley Mitchell, the music of Paul Weston and his orchestra, and yours sincerely, Harry Bonzel. And here's the star of our show, America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis. Now, Joan, stop tying those green ribbons on that instrument. That's a piccolo, not a shillelagh. Anyhow, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. Come here now, Joan. I want to talk to you.
What do you want, Harry?
Well, Joan, I wanted to know if you feel as good as I do. You know, in just a few more days, spring will be here.
Oh, I know that, Harry, because I saw the birds flying back from the south.
Yeah, they're all settling down again.
Yeah, one bird flew into my yard, and you should see the beautiful birdhouse he's building for himself. Concrete foundation, shingled roof, steel perch, and a glass-enclosed bird bath with hot and cold running cuddle bones.
Joan?
Yeah.
How could a bird build a house like that?
Well, this bird was a carrier pigeon in the Army, and he's building it on his GI loan.
Oh!
Swanville, USA, March 18th. Hot money comes to Swanville. This week, government agents, following a trail of counterfeit money, closed in on one of the country's most notorious counterfeiting rings. Somewhere in a large metropolis, within the confines of a dingy hideout, ringleader Daniel Devereaux, alias Danny the Dude, addresses his henchmen.
Men, the federal agents are closing in on us, so let's not pass any more of our money in the city. Now, here's my plan. I'll take the money we've printed with me and set up in the check-cashing business in some small town.
Ah, the good old check-cashing racket.
Now, that's just my suggestion, men, so if anybody has any different ideas, I truly wish he'd speak up.
Well, Danny, I think...
Has anybody else got any ideas? Fine. Now hand me the map. I'll stick a pin in it wherever it lands. There's where I'll start new operations. There. Well, what do you know? Swanville. That's it, men. Now, when I get to Swanville, I'll get some dumb blonde to front for my operations. You keep undercover and don't let the police see your faces.
And nowhere in Swanville will you find a dumber blonde whose face should be kept undercover more than in...
Joanie's Tea Room, Joan Davis speaking. Oh, hello, Mrs. Harvey. No, I haven't bought my spring outfit yet. Business is slow in the tea room, and I can't afford to buy any new clothes. And anyhow, there's still a shortage of good materials, and I don't like the synthetic stuff they're selling. Well, only yesterday my uncle bought a suit made out of wood pulp. Oh, it looks fine, but every time my uncle strikes a match on the seat of his trousers, a termite sticks his head out and says, "No smoking in the lower balcony."
Say, Joan.
What's it, Harry?
You're talking about not being able to buy a new spring outfit. I can't afford to buy any new clothes either with the salary I make in this tea room.
Oh, gosh, Harry, this is no time to talk to Miss Davis about a raise. She's got financial troubles of her own.
Andy's right, Harry. That's the one thing that bothers me about you. You always try to take advantage of me. But, Andy, you never try to take advantage of me.
Well, I should say not, Miss Davis.
Come to think of it, that's the one thing that bothers me about you. Any questions?
No. Well, really, Joan, I didn't mean to take advantage of you.
Well, gee, Harry, both you and Annie deserve a raise, but I just can't afford it. I'm just a failure, I guess.
Oh, don't say that, Miss Davis.
Yeah, might as well admit it. I just haven't got the temperament to be a success.
Oh, yes, you have, Joanie.
I just haven't got the personality to be a success.
Sure you have, Miss Davis.
I just haven't got the brains to be a success. It's a fine time to knock off for lunch.
No, we're still here, Joanie.
Well, didn't you hear the last thing I said?
Sure we did.
Well?
Come on, Andy, let's knock off for lunch.
Gee, Harry, this is serious. You know what I think is wrong with business? We get the same customers over and over again.
So what? We use the same tea bag over and over again.
No, listen, Joan, don't you see? Andy's right. If we could attract some new trade, we'd do more business. And then your financial problems might be solved.
That's right, but how do we attract new customers?
Well, we could...
Say, this looks like a new customer coming in.
I'll go in the kitchen and brew some tea.
How do you do?
How do you do? Charming place you have here, Mrs. Davis.
Mrs. Davis? It's Miss Davis.
Miss?
Yeah, Miss. M-E-S-S. Miss.
Well, so hard for me to believe that you're still single. Why, the men in this town must be insane to pass up a creature as youthful, as lovely, as graceful as you.
Harry.
Yeah?
Why don't you go in and help Andy?
Well, what about you, Joe?
I don't need any help. Go on, Harry.
Oh, all right.
Now, as you were saying,
Oh, my card.
Mr. Oh, my card. That's Irish, ain't it?
No, you'll find my name on the card.
Oh, Daniel Devereaux, business consultant and financial advisor. Financial advisor?
Yes, I specialize in helping business people. I've got ideas, beautiful.
Beautiful? Uh-huh. You got weak eyes, too, ain't you?
No, the tea's ready.
Harry, this is Mr. Devereaux. He's a business consultant.
A business consultant? Well, Mr. Devereaux, you certainly came in at the psychological moment. As a matter of fact, we were just discussing the necessity of attracting new trade here to Joni's Tea Room.
That's exactly why I came here. I have a plan which I'm sure will bring new business to your establishment.
What's that?
Open up a check cashing service.
Oh, a check cashing service?
Certainly. Most of your business in this tea room is done after 3 o'clock, isn't that true?
True.
And at 3 o'clock, the Swanville National Bank closes its doors, isn't that so?
So?
Therefore, after 3 o'clock, there's no place in town where a person can cash a check.
Check? Oh, you mean...
Exactly. Make it possible for the townspeople to cash their checks after business hours, and you will definitely attract new business.
Gee, that sounds good. All the men at the factory and the mill get paid by check.
All right, so it sounds good. But where are you going to get the money to cash these checks?
Gee, that's right. Where am I going to get the money to cash these checks?
Miss Davis, don't worry your pretty little head about it. I, Daniel Devereaux, do not make a suggestion unless I can back it up. I'll supply the money.
You'll supply the money?
Here, Miss Davis, there's $1,000 in advance to get you started. And there's plenty more where that came from.
Boy, you must have made a lot of money in your time.
That's right, and I'm still making it. I'm a smart man, ability, that's what I've got. I go by the old adage. If you build a better mousetrap than your neighbor, the world would be the path to your door. Emerson.
Yeah, well, that's very true, Mr. Devereaux, and so is the new adage.
What's that?
If you make a better soap than your neighbor, the world will take a bath at your door. Swan.
Swan?
Sure, Swan. The new white floating soap that's 4 swell soaps in one. You know, Swan's pure as fine Castiles, and it's a great thing for bathing your baby or yourself. And when it comes to dishes and laundry, Swan can really do a job. Yes, sir, Swan's a whiz for suds. Hard-working suds that can stand up and take it. And Swan can stand up and take it, too, because Swan is firmer, longer-lasting than other white floating soap. But tell me, Mr. Devereaux, just what do you get out of your deal with Joan here?
Well, all I ask is a 1% fee for cashing each check. That way I make money. Miss Davis gets new customers in the tea room. Now, the way I look at it, one hand washes the other with cooperation.
Yeah. The way I look at it, one hand washes the other with Swan. And Swan is not only swell for your hands, but it's great for every soap and water job in the house. A quick twist of the wrist and you've got 2 generous cakes of Swan. One for the bathroom and one for the kitchen. What a break. What a soap.
Well, be that as it may, I've made my proposition. Miss Davis, I'll supply the money and you will cash the check. Is that a deal?
Well,
what do you say, gorgeous?
You talk me into it.
Fine. Now, I intend to remain in the background and let you operate this alone.
Why?
Well, it works better that way. Have you got any place in the back of this tea room that I could use as headquarters?
No, but Miss Davis has an empty attic.
Andy, let's not get personal. Oh! I see. You mean the attic upstairs, yes. Well, you can use that, Mr. Devereaux, right through that door.
Thanks. And if you need any extra cash, let me know. I'll be waiting. See you later, dollface.
Dollface? Gee, when he was a kid, he must have played with some funny-looking dolls.
Miss Davis, if you're going through with this plan, we ought to get busy and let people know about your new check-cashing service.
Gee, that's right, Andy. You get out the printers and have some handbills made.
Okay, Miss Davis.
And Harry, you get out the factory and mill and spread the word around.
All right, I'll do it, Joan, but I got a funny feeling about this whole business. I don't like the looks of that guy Devereaux.
Oh, you're just jealous. Just because he called me beautiful and gorgeous. Why don't you and Andy call me beautiful and gorgeous? Here they go, knocking off for lunch again.
¶¶
Harry. Look at the way business has picked up since we began our check-cashing service.
I know, Joni, but I still don't like it. And with all this new trade to wait on, where is Andy?
Oh, I just sent him up to get another $1,000 from Mr. Devereaux.
Yoo-hoo, Miss Davis!
Uh-oh.
Yoo-hoo!
Here comes Rosella Hipperton.
Hello, Miss Davis. And Mr. Von Zell. Hello!
Oh, please, don't bother Harry now, Hippie. We're too busy.
Too busy? Well, this is unusual. But now that business is booming, I certainly hope that you intend to give Mr. Von Zell the raise you've been denying him.
Raise? He already gets $12 a week.
$12 a week? Miss Davis, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Why, that salary isn't enough to keep body and soul together.
Well, why keep them together? I didn't arrange the match.
Oh, Miss Davis.
If they want to separate, let them separate.
Miss Davis.
Let body go to Reno.
Oh, don't.
Gee, can you imagine it? Then soul will have to go through life singing, I ain't got no body. Poor soul. It's a shame, ain't it?
Don't. Will you stop it? Gee whiz, I think it was very nice of Mrs. Hipperton to speak to you on my behalf. As a matter of fact, it makes me think a good deal of her.
Well, as a matter of fact, there's a good deal of her to think of.
Don't!
Miss Davis, it's impossible to have an intelligent conversation with a stupid person like you.
Well, it's impossible to have a stupid conversation with an intelligent person like you. Well, I really told her off that time, didn't I?
Miss Davis, stop the banter. A table, please. I would like a cup of tea.
Well, Hippie, we have no tables, and we're all out of tea. Would you like to have a check cash?
Check cash.
Oh, excuse me, Marzella. Here comes another customer. Oh, no, it's Joan's brother-in-law, Serena's.
Hello, Serena's.
Hello, Joni. Hello, Mr. Von Zell. And Mrs. Hipperton. Hello.
Mrs. Hipperton, you come on and follow me. I'll get you a table.
Serena's, where you been? We've been busy around here, and we could have used you.
I was shopping.
What'd you buy, clothes?
No.
Shoes?
No.
Well, what?
A revolver.
A gun?
No, a revolver.
Well, what did you buy a revolver for?
For protection. With all that money around this tea room, you need a gun. Ain't it nice?
Serena, stop pointing that gun at me.
Don't worry. It's loaded.
Well, put it away before somebody gets hurt.
Okay, I'll put it in the cash register in case you need it.
Now get to work and wait on some of these customers.
Okay, Joni.
Here you are, Miss Davis. Here's some fresh money from Mr. Devereaux.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
What do you want me to do now, Miss Davis?
Well, we have so many nice new customers. How about entertaining them, singing a song for them?
I'll be glad to.
Fine, and I got a surprise for you, Andy. From now on, you'll find an extra $5 in your weekly pay envelope.
Oh, boy, a $5 raise? Now I can make a down payment on that microscope I wanted to study bacteria with.
How do you like that? I give him $5 and he goes out with germs. Sing, Andy.
It was just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball, with costumes and all. 'Cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on a train, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. was like a royal affair with everyone there. 'Cause you said yes, I do to me. You said yes, I do to me.
That was worth every penny of the $5 raise I gave you, Andy.
Oh, thank you, Miss Davis.
Say, wait a minute. Mr. Devereaux was supposed to send down $1,000, and there's only $500 here.
Oh, I almost forgot to tell you, Miss Davis. Mr. Devereaux said he was running a little short of cash, and he wants you to take all the checks you've gotten so far over to the bank the first thing in the morning. Cash them and bring him the money.
Oh, Davis.
Oh, it's Barbara Weatherby.
Hiya, Babs. How do you like the way business is booming in the tea room? You want to cash a check?
I certainly do not.
Want to check some cash?
That's exactly what I came here to talk to you about.
Can I check your oil?
What right?
Check your gas?
What right have you to start a check cashing business in this tea room?
But, Babs, I was only trying to help business.
Check cashing is not the business of a tea room, but it is one of the primary functions of my Pater's bank. Why, when Pater heard of this, he became enraged.
Oh, congratulations, Babs. I didn't even know he was going steady.
Miss Davis, I didn't say engaged. I said my Pater is enraged, infuriated, incensed.
Well, as long as he ain't mad at me.
Miss Davis, I warn you, my Pater is usually a calm and quiet person. But once he's aroused, he's like a madman for months.
Oh, madman months. See, I got a secondhand Stanley steamer I'd like to turn in. It's about a late 23.
Oh, really?
Can I check your gas?
Barbara, there's really no reason for you and your father to be so angry. Miss Davis only did this to accommodate her customers and attract new trade.
Oh, Andy, stop defending Miss Davis. I've lived through many of her fantastic episodes, but this time she has reached her pinnacle.
My wobbicle?
Pinnacle. Don't you know what pinnacle is?
Oh, sure, when two pins get married, they have a little pinnacle.
Oh, dear. Well, there's no use my talking to you anymore. I'll have my Pater come over and talk to you himself first thing in the morning.
Oh, don't bother, Babs. I'll be over to your father's bank first thing in the morning with a fistful of checks to cash.
Oh, I must be there when the storm breaks.
Storm? Oh, no, Babs. For me, there's nothing but blue skies from now on. Good morning, Mr. Weatherby.
Well, Miss Davis, I suppose you came over to tell me you're giving up that silly check-cashing business.
Oh, no, Mr. Weatherby. I came over here to get some fresh money. I got almost $2,000 worth of checks here that I want to cash.
Oh? Well, one of my paying tellers will take care of you. Try window 3.
3? Where's the $2 window?
Oh, I haven't time to listen to your silly chatter. I have to run down to see the police chief.
What's the matter, Mr. Weatherby?
I just received word from the Treasury Department that there's a counterfeiter loose in this locality.
A counterfeiter?
Yes. I just got a circular giving his description. 5'8".
Uh-huh.
Dark complexion.
Uh-huh.
Black mustache.
Uh-huh.
Very suave.
Uh-huh.
A devil with the ladies.
Uh-uh.
And here's his picture.
Do-do.
Miss Davis. Miss Davis, what's the matter? You look pale. You haven't cashed your checks.
I've cashed too many of them already. I gotta get back to the tea room and pass. Do-do. So you see, Harry, that money we've been cashing those checks with is counterfeit.
Uh-huh. I told you that guy was a phony.
What are we going to do now?
Notify the authorities. Joan, dial the FBI.
Okay. FBI. They don't answer. Gee, what do we do now? They don't answer.
Of course they don't answer, sister. I cut the telephone wires.
Mr. Devereaux.
Let's not waste time talking. Line up against that counter. Keep your hands up, all of you.
What are you going to do?
That depends on how much you know.
Well, all I know is...
Yes?
...that Swan is the new white floating soap that's pure as fine Castile.
Ah, never mind. Now talk and talk first.
Yes, sir. Well, Swan is so mild and gentle. Why, it's so mild and gentle that doctors recommend it for bathing the baby.
Faster.
And if it's kind to a baby's tender skin... If it's kind to a baby's tender skin, it must be perfect for anybody's hands and face, tub or shower. Wouldn't you like to try a cake, Mr. Devereaux?
I warn you, Bob, give me more information, I'll let you have it.
Oh, no, I'll let you have it.
What?
I mean, I'll let you have my cake of Swan, and you'll love it, too. Because Swan will do every soap and water job in the house.
You mean the big house?
Oh, big house or small house. Swan gives you loads of wonderful suds fast, even in hard water. Mild and gentle, but a bear for work, that's Swan. There. Now, I've told you about Swan, and if I have to go, that's the way I want to go. Talking about Swan. What a soap.
All right, that's enough talk, Miss Davis. I'll trouble you for the cash you got for those checks this morning.
Well, I didn't. Oh, I put it in the cash register. Yeah, the cash register. Serena's gun is in there. If I could only get it.
Well, stop mumbling and give me that money, stupid. Be quick about it and let me have it.
Okay, I'll let you have it. Now, put up your hands, Mr. Devereaux. Drop your gun. I got you covered.
What? Quick, Andy, get his gun. Got it.
Nice going, hop along, Russell. Who's this Mr. District Attorney? Well, Mr. Devereaux, now what have you got to say for yourself?
Wait a minute, can't we talk this over, beautiful?
No, you don't. Your lying will get you nowhere.
Hello, Johnny.
Serena, where have you been?
I was hiding under the counter. My gun came in handy, didn't it, Johnny?
It certainly did.
You were very brave.
Brave?
Yeah, that man's gun is loaded with bullets.
Yeah, but your gun was loaded, too.
Yeah, but not with bullets.
What then?
Jelly beans.
What?
It's a toy gun.
Toy gun? Duh, duh.
We'll be back in just a moment, folks. In the meanwhile, did you see the picture in Life magazine this week telling about the troubles of people who live where they have hard water? Those pictures showed how hard water leaves a dingy film on dishes, how it makes every washing job more difficult. Well, maybe those hard water problems are one reason why Swan soap is a favorite with so many families in hard water areas. Of course, we know that not even Swan will make hard water a pleasure, but we also know this. Swan makes lots of suds, even in hard water. Sturdy, long-lasting suds for your bath, for laundry, for any soap and water job. In your dishpan, Swan whisks into suds faster than other floating soaps. So for hard water or soft water, get speedy suds that do a lot of work. And be kind to your hands with Swan, the new white floating soap. It's pure as fine Castile. And now here's Joni again. Say, what's happening in Swanville next week, Joan?
Well, Harry, next week I'm seriously thinking of introducing some Spanish atmosphere into my tea room.
Oh, joy. I love Spanish music.
Yeah, me too. Boy, how those Spaniards can play those tamales.
Joe.
Yeah, and what an easy life they lead, sitting around on their enchiladas, strumming on a tortilla, and nibbling on a hot hacienda.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, sí, sí. Well, hasta la vista, hasta Las Vegas, and hasta go now. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
The Joan Davis Show, presented by Swan Soap, is produced and directed by Dick Mack and is written by Jay Summers, Jack Harvey, and Cy Wills. Stay tuned to this station, and in 5 minutes, you will hear the Lux Radio Theater. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.